Good afternoon, family and friends, and thank you for being with us this afternoon. Oh my goodness, was it not cold last night? I don't think Cape Town's experienced that in many, many years. But I'm just so glad it's not wet and cold because that is not enjoyable at all. But I'm so glad you're with us this afternoon. I have got the most gorgeous love story to share with you today. I have Margaret and Edgar Sykes in the studio with me this afternoon, and they're all the way from Pinelands, but they are the most adorable couple. I've known them for many years. I share their story so often, but we are going to share that straight after our music break, and it's going to be so remarkable. Today we're going to talk about what God can do in restoration and reconciliation, even after a divorce. And praise the Lord for what He can do in our lives if we trust and believe. And Margaret and Edgar have got the most amazing story. I don't want to spoil the moments today, but Edgar and Margaret are going to share the amazing story of what God can do and to, where reconciliation can take place. And maybe humble ourselves before Him and we allow Him to do the work that He needs to do. So, my program is the program where we can talk about anything that affects the family, anywhere we can encourage someone that you can just trust and believe the Lord, and He never fails us in any avenue of our lives, and He's always in it with perfect timing. So we're going to play out with The Victory by All Sons and Daughters. And I think it's a good start to this victorious story that we are going to share straight after our music break. And we're going to play out with Victory. Good afternoon. And boy, are we going to have a wonderful, beautiful guest with us to this afternoon, and an amazing, amazing love story, which is so incredibly and so exciting. I have shared Edgar and Margaret's story many times over the years that I've known them. And, I do counseling, and they are such an encouragement to me, their beautiful story. And we're going to talk about what God can do in restoring and reconciliation. And I'm not going to share that story. Edgar's going to speak first. He's going to share us his part, but he's going to also tell us something beautiful about today. Otherwise, I'm just going to end up crying. So it is just such a beautiful story. I cannot believe how God is in the moments and in the detail, and He's on time. He is in it from the beginning, and it was just by chance that they looked me up and we connected again, and today we are here together for a very special day for them in their lives as well. So Edgar, share with us, and we're going to have beautiful Margaret share her part as well in this beautiful story. So Edgar, tell us a little bit about the journey.
Thank you, Renette, for inviting us. And hello to your listeners and everybody out there that knows us. You've also been part of the story. The thing I want to share this morning, and we, the two of us, only realized last night laying in bed, it just dropped in my spirit that after our divorce and after God has reconciled us and restored us, today, the 29th of August, it will be 9 years that we have been remarried to the day.
Praise the Lord.
How awesome is that? And I said to Margaret, this is God ordained.
Amen. Amen.
Only God can do things like this.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, it is so stunning. And congratulations. And may there be many more glorious, happy years together. And may you just continuously encourage those that have been going through struggles and putting their things down and humbling and coming back to what God has ordained for their lives.
Amen.
It's a beautiful story.
Yeah. So this story started way back. Been married for 23 years. But We didn't have God in our life. He wasn't in our boat. And God has a plan with everything. And I lived a very outrageous life, for lack of a better word. But infidelity was part, a very big part of my marriage. I'm not proud to say it today. But when I look back and I see what God has done, we had everything. We were well off. The kids were happy. We went out on vacations together. I always made sure that everything was there. And then there is this one woman. I can't say she swept my feet under me. No. It's my doing. I have to take responsibility for it. And I was cowardly. But I also thought that I was so, lack of a better word, self-righteous. I thought I'm doing the right thing and I'm going to make it easier on Margaret. I came to collect all my stuff during the day. She doesn't know a thing. She's still at work. Packed my stuff into the car. I also went as far as buying extra stuff that the house needed, thinking I'm the good guy.
Mm.
Today I realize that my family didn't need material things.
Mm.
Margaret needed a husband, and my children needed a father.
Mm.
But it just shows you how the enemy can play tricks
and deceive.
Deceive you. And what was so heartbreaking for me was when Margaret came home, I called her into the room and we sat down and I spoke. I've never seen Margaret so distraught.
Mm.
She cried bitterly. And up till today, I still hear that shriek and I still hear that cry, because it was a cry deep from her spirit.
Mm.
And she said to me, "Edgar, please don't do this. I will allow you to carry on the way you are, but just don't leave me." And she said, "I'll be the first one in my family to go through a divorce." My son was in the room with us.
Yeah.
My son said to me, "Dad, you've done enough damage. Just go." I went. We belonged to the Anglican Church there in Mitchell's Plain. I still went to one of the elders, and I told him what has happened, and I asked him, "Could you please go around to my family?" And the way I thought, I'm doing something good, because I'm not leaving them stranded. There's help. But that's not the real help.
It's just copping out.
Yeah. I walked away. And I still hear many a times, many a night, it comes back and I just hear Margaret says, "Please, Edgar, don't go. Please stay." I think she can
go from there. Okay, Margaret, now we heard that, you know, how it all started. And what was your journey from there, having to start and, try and pick up the pieces?
The night Edgar left me, I was just weak. And I had no strength. It was not in Tirana.
Mm.
And I was just sitting there, and tears were just running. The evening I went to my bed, it was empty. And so many things went through my mind. Like Edgar say, I was the first one in my family to the one who's going to go through a divorce. But he didn't speak about a divorce yet at that time. He just said the hardest words was what he said is, I don't love you anymore. Mm-hmm. And at that moment, it was like my heart broke into a million pieces. And the night I questioned myself, where did you go wrong? Your bed is empty. What are you going to do from now on? How are you going to carry on? And I questioned God, why must I go through all these things? Because I thought that I was still serving God, but I was lukewarm. I became lukewarm.
Yes.
And then I realized that the Lord has left me. Because the second commandment is, thou shalt love no other gods but me. And I made more of Edgar than I did of God.
Yes.
God always wants to be first. He is a jealous God, and he wants to be first in our lives.
In our lives. Amen. Amen.
And from there I thought, okay, I won't be able to face the people tomorrow if I go back to work. And I decided to go to the doctor. And what the doctor told me is, he will suggest me to whatever I'm going through now, to just push it back and live and put the most in my work or whatever I want to do.
Yeah.
And really, Renette, that helped me. I put my, I was a leader at work. The next day, I was only that one day at home. And the next day I went to work and I put all my strength into my work.
So you could survive for you,
yes,
and your children.
Yes, it helped me. And I want to tell the ladies out there, the couples, especially the women, if you are divorced, put your strength not into men, but put your strength into God and asking God, what does he want you to do?
Yes.
And then
very
you go from there. Because then I went to do things that I would most probably never have done when the two of us was together. Yes. I received my matric.
Yes.
I did it over 2 years. I went to evening classes at school. I received my cloth engineering certificate from work. Work sent me. And I went for 2 years. I went for Bible school.
And wonderful.
And
so you committed yourself to doing what was that you were passionate about.
Yes. And the thing is with the Bible class, you have to put whatever you learn, you have to put it to practice.
That's correct.
And
it's the same thing what we should be doing with the Word, hey? It's yes. Our manual.
And I one day, my manager, my superior, was always the one who pushed my buttons. And one day I said to him one day,
moments,
please, I'm trying to put to practice what I learned in the Bible school and you make it very hard for me. But anyway, I came through it. And afterwards, the two of us became friends.
Yes,
and then
yes,
if
yes.
he had a problem and want to, then he come and he close the door and he sat in my office. Because then afterwards, even in
you'd
that
have peace, yeah.
Yes, in that time, I became a manager.
Wonderful. So you grew a lot
in those times. And then he wanted to buy a house, and then it became possible for me to take even the house over.
Wonderful. Where we lived in. Wonderful, wonderful. So God is in it from the beginning. Mm. And even though it somebody said something, shared with me in my prayer meetings this morning. I pray on at 6 o'clock in a meeting with some people around South Africa. And she was saying to us, God, even if we make the mistake, it's we actually never out of his will because he redirects us in that mistake. He finds a way for us again. He'll just tell us, you'll come at a crossroads and then you think you must go left. Then you go left and you realize it was a mistake. Then in that mistake, he says to you, okay, you can still go right and I'll redirect you. Yes. So this is exactly what to me it sounds as though, you know, you put on this journey separately, but he still was directing you. And even though you were leading a complete different life, his hand was still on you. You know,
that was definite.
That is definite. In hindsight, we can see what the Lord has done for us. I really want you to feel encouraged by this beautiful testimony. They're going to continue sharing this with us. Please go on Facebook. We are live at the moment. And it's such a beautiful, touching story. And I think you're going to feel encouraged if you've got a daughter or, you know, a family member or a friend that's going through these struggles. I'm counseling couples like this on a daily basis. And you know, when I think of them, I say, Lord, you've put your hands on them and redirect them and show them the way that they can find themselves back together again. Because divorce is now an option, but it should be, we know that the Lord hates divorce, but he has such beautiful things in restoration and reconciliation. And he, right through the word, he shares that with us, how he can restore and reconcile us in all kinds of relationships and situations. So we're going to listen to Is This Not Apt for Our Beautiful Story? It's called Running Into Love by Case Krayenwert. I've not heard of this artist yet, but I'm sure it's going to be absolutely fabulous. And this is we're going to play out with Running Into Love. Good afternoon, family and friends. And yes, we are on Facebook Live. Please go ahead and listen to and watch us. We have very special guests in the studio this afternoon. And that was Running Into Love. And this is such a beautiful love story that we are sharing here with Margaret and Edgar Sykes. They've got an incredible, gorgeous story. But I just want to encourage you in the meantime, if you want to know anything about us or our guests or anything about us, we have a WhatsApp line. It's 081-729-1657. Our Telegram number exactly the same, 081-729-1657. And we have an SMS line, which normal rate supply is 37988. And then we've got Kaapse Kansel Facebook, Cape Pulpit Facebook, 729. And I can tell you, we have got the most exciting Facebook, please go and listen to us. Lots of our interviews are on there. Spend a bit of time with us and get to know if you've missed out on any of our interviews. We've got a counseling department, 021-9177-000, and you can press option 1. And today we've got a very, very special topic today. We have about reconciliation and restoration after a divorce. And we are celebrating actually today the 9th anniversary of being remarried. I mean, how did God ordain this Amen. Day? I mean, I have not seen Margaret and Edgar and them for a good
more than 9 years,
at least more than 10 years. Mm. And God has just shown me that His perfect timing to tell this story was today. So we are just so grateful to have you in the studio with us, Edgar and Margaret. You're such a blessing to the kingdom. So just, Edgar, you know, we're going to just share, how did you find your way back after, I know you had quite a while that you were separated.
Yeah, it's quite remarkable. And Margaret and my children was involved in it. My children and Margaret gave their heart to the Lord on the same day, one day.
is that?
I wasn't part of it. I was still married to this other lady. And we were having issues. I wanted to divorce her, and Margaret said to me, Edgar, niemand. Sy kan nie jou vrou mee, sy change as jou onderbroek is change. Dat is die Annie.
Yes.
And I like looked at her in bewilderment. But obviously it wasn't God's timing at that moment for us to get back together. But what happened, I left the home and I went to stay with one of my students with him and his wife in a room. And my son was in an accident at that time, and I took him to the therapist. And I keep telling him, just pray for me. Pray for me, because they're all born again now. And with the things that I requested to do, my son picked up. Hey, my dad is buying toiletries and things. When there's something wrong. Okay, we went to go tell his mother and his sisters. And they found me, because they know the guy that I was living with. And they found me. And then they said to me, you can go home to your wife.
Mm.
When we got there, she was laying there for 2 days, didn't eat.
Mm.
But they invited us to the church. And she went, but I didn't go. And then in that week, the elders came and spoke to me, and I went that morning to church. As I put my feet over the threshold,
yes,
God just arrested my heart. I just burst out crying. Didn't know what was happening.
Mm.
I've never been in a Pentecostal church where they do an altar call.
Yes.
But somehow I knew that something is coming. And before they even did the altar call, I was in front already.
Wow. Very eager.
But that being said, it made me to commit myself to that wife for the time being.
He wanted you to do the right thing, right from the start, you know, because you just weren't doing things right.
The funniest thing happened, I was so blessed in that period from that day on. I was even more blessed than what I was while married to Margaret. And I felt so guilty being able to give this woman everything that I never gave Margaret. Big holidays, MSC trips and all of that. But one day, I came home and she just wasn't there.
Sure.
I phoned Margaret. For 2 weeks, I tried to get hold of her. And then I phoned Margaret and I said, Margaret, waar is jou vrou? Sy kom nie alleen hier naartoe nie. But anyway, she agreed to meet and I told her. And she can tell the story what happened to her that Sunday.
Yes.
Now, that's my story. She walked out, never came back.
Wow.
God did the separation himself.
Himself.
And then God dealt with her the Sunday.
Sure.
The Sunday before, she walked out the Saturday. The Sunday, she got a story to say, tell you. And with all of that happening in our lives, things just started, the wheels just started turning. God was doing much more active work in the background.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
You know, I went to Bible school, I studied, I became a pastor. A lot of things happened.
Beautiful, beautiful.
In that marriage, while I was still married to that woman, I remember the day I divorced Margaret. I sat in St. George's Square. To me, it was like nothing, just another day. But when I married, when I divorced that woman here in Belleville court, I went out to my car and I cried so bitterly, uncontrollably, that I don't know how long I sat there, and I went to a niece of mine, a mighty woman of God, and she ministered to me that day.
Sure.
So, yeah, so it was, the two divorces were so different.
So different.
So you're different.
Incredible.
So, yeah, that's the mighty God that we serve.
That's the mighty God we serve. Mm. And, you know, so, I want us to just, you continue. Just tell me how did you, after that, how long did it take for you and Margaret to sort of?
Well, we, after that meeting, I organized to meet the whole family at my son's house. And I went there the Friday night. Now, me and this lady, we were always together.
Mm.
We were like, wherever we went, we had a lot of issues in our marriage. But because I now serve God,
yeah,
I've now learned to bear it.
Yes.
When I pulled up at my son's house, they were all sitting there, and there was a big window, and I got out of my car. I was alone. And my son's words to the whole family, "We're getting our dad back."
Oh, praise the Lord.
Oh. He just said, "They're always together." He said to them, "They're always together. She's not worth we're getting our dad."
Oh.
And they didn't even, because I told her not to tell them. She didn't tell them.
Yes.
They didn't know.
Wow. Is that not
And
incredible?
That is God.
That was the beginning of this beautiful
The same
story.
Young man that told me, "Dad, go. You made enough damage."
Yes.
He spoke words of life that day.
Oh, praise the Lord.
We're getting our dad back.
Wow. So I think, you know, we have to take another break. I mean, time is just running away with us.
Mm.
But, Margaret's going to tell us her story in the next session, I think, because I think it's really pertinent of what you did as well. But we're going to listen to FFH. I'm not sure who they are, but I'm telling you now, they must be a very beautiful song because it's called "On My Cross." And we're going to play out with that right now, and we're going to join Margaret straight after this this break, and I think this is going to be wonderful as they just tell us the reconciliation that led up to today, and it's such a beautiful story. So we're going to listen to FFH with "On My Cross." Yes, we are back in the studio this afternoon with Edgar and Margaret Sykes, and yes, we are just having such a wonderful time together. We're on Facebook Live, and they have got the most remarkable, touching story of reconciliation, even with detours and bad choices and mistakes, and where Margaret just really stood and grew in her own way into such a great success as well. So, Margaret, just tell us your story. I don't want to talk too much. Your story of this journey until this beautiful day when Edgar came to your home and he was alone, and your son said, "We are getting our dad back." So, what was your journey in that process?
And Renette, I'm a dreamer.
Mm.
two 2 years before Edgar came back, I had a dream.
Mm.
Edgar's coming back. And I woke up and I said, "Lord, this is impossible." Mm. He's happily married. And what I see, he's happily married, and there's no way he's going to come back. And I shared with nobody. I just pushed it to the back of my mind. And the Sunday before Edgar phoned me, I had been to church, and that morning I went alone. And there was a preacher coming from America at our church in Mitchell's Plain, and he said he had, the word of Nehemiah's life.
The walls.
Yes.
That has been broken down.
Yes.
And after he brought the message, he said, "Yes, people whose walls are broken down." And I said to myself, "My walls is not broken down." And I was sitting, and a lot of people got up. But he said, "There is more." And I sit, and all of a sudden, my tears were just starting to come, and the Holy Spirit speaking to me, you must get up. I am still against it. My voice is built up again. But afterwards, I couldn't anymore, and I stood up, and then he closed. He closed the call, and he prayed for all of us. And the Monday morning, Edgar phoned. And he said, I want to meet you. And when he came to my house, he said, we're going out for coffee. It's like he said, I asked, where's your wife? And he said, it is about her. And then we went, and I was stunned when he told me. Mm-hmm. And I used to share everything with my children. Mm. But he said, don't share that, I will tell them myself.
Yes.
And but where the real thing happened is on Christmas Day. That same year.
Mm.
As we walked, he said, come, let us go to our old friends, Ivan and Wendy. And as we walk, our hands touch. And there is where it the feelings started. And everything
just came flashing back. Wonderful.
Because at the beginning, I had to release Edgar in that time.
Of course, yes.
And it also costed me to release him.
Yes.
But then afterwards became just like a brother to me.
Yes.
But that minute, it was like a spark, a fire
came back.
Can I just interject there?
Yes, sure.
Yeah, the children says we stood there for 5 minutes just looking at each other.
Like, what was this?
And I'm like, why is this dude looking at? And then finally we got to the car, and then as we pulled away, they said, stop, the back door is still open. And when we went out to Seapoint, we parked, and when we came back, we couldn't find the car.
Oh, my goodness.
For more than an hour.
Too cute. That was only God planning this little to really keep it going.
Yes, but God is good. And it happened like that. As the dream said that we will go back to where I was born, and we're going to minister to those people about what we went through.
Oh,
and from there on, he went through hard times with his divorce, and I was just still there in the background praying. Yes, and
just praying and covering
him. And encouraging him. And what I want to say to the ladies out there, that God says, seek ye first the kingdom of God.
Amen.
And all the other things will be added unto you. Let us rather fear God than man.
Amen.
Because man will disappoint us, but God will never disappoint us. Take the Lord by his word, and it will be successful. Amen. Bring all your plans unto the Lord.
Amen.
And he will work it.
Thank
victorious you, out for you.
Absolutely.
And here we are now, 9 years. In love.
in love. And today together, I mean, today on my program, we didn't even work it out that way. It's just God ordained. And I've just been sitting with such tears of joy as well as emotions, and I've been through my own challenges with the divorce and all that. And it's just so encouraging to know that God is so good. He is just so good. And he loves those that love him. And he will set their path straight if we allow him, eh?
Mm.
If we allow him. So just a quick last word from both of you. Thank you for that. I will never forget those words that you said, seek him first. And young girls out there, seek him first, and he will bring the man of your dreams.
Amen.
Back to you or into your life, and I just feel there's a weight in waiting. It's worth waiting for.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Worth waiting for the right person. Amen. That he's got for Amen. You.
Yeah, as you were saying, she got this call to go and minister down in the Cedarburg, her birthplace. And she said, the Lord, man, he can't go with me, he's married.
Mm.
But we heeded the call. Because I also felt I needed to do something. Now we went there, and I called all the church elders together.
Mm.
And I wept and asked them for forgiveness. Mm. I said, I took your most beautiful flower from this place, married her in Cape Town, and threw her away.
Mm.
But please forgive me. Because when we got there, the two of us, because they knew I was married to someone else, when we got there, they looked at us so strangely.
Yeah, thinking.
And you could feel it.
Yes, of course.
But the minute I opened my mouth, everything changed. And then we ministered. They've got two services on a Sunday. We had to minister at both services. And I had to ask the congregations for forgiveness. And I think that set us on a path.
Of path.
Because we made it right.
Made right with everybody.
Because her parents is no more.
Mm.
All her uncles and aunts is there. And so God gave me a chance to make it right and speak to the people that got hurt in the process also.
And I really wanted to emphasize on that. This is now never too late if you are married and you have not fixed up with what's happened before. I think this is so encouraging because we sometimes just go and think the mistakes, we can just carry on living the way we want to. But the fact that you went and restored, even with your situation, that you went back, corrected what was wrong and started all over again. So Thank you, Edgar and Margaret, for your beautiful story. And I really want you to, how can people contact you if they want you to minister? Come wish you, or minister, use you, or just connect with you.
They can get hold of me on my cell, which is 079-068-2798.
Wonderful.
And I do have a Facebook page.
Yes.
And it's Edgar, and our surname is spelled differently. It's spelled S-Y-C-E.
S-Y-C-E. Okay.
Edgar size. I make a little rhyme out of it. Big size, small size, doesn't matter what size, but I'll rise to the occasion because I serve a big God.
Amen. I love that you could say that one again.
Edgar size, a big size, small size. I'll rise to the occasion. Because I serve a very big God.
Amen. I love that. Okay, and you said God is good, and we are going to play out with God is good. Is that not incredible?
Well,
so thank you for being with us this afternoon. It was a wonderful, wonderful, encouraging topic that we spoke about. But may God just bless the two of you with a glorious life ahead, and may He continuously use you mightily for His glory in His kingdom, and that you go from success to success, upwards and forwards, and for His glory to His glory, and from this day onwards. And family and friends out there, same for you. I pray the best life for you ahead, and may you have a wonderful week, a wonderful, wonderful week ahead. And take care, love each other, take care, and stick to the rules. And we'll see you the same time, same place next week. Thank you for being with us this afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon, Pastor and Margaret.
It was our really pleasure.
Was a joyous occasion. Be good. See you next week.
Thank you.
Goodbye.